measured response, and I perfected my English, and I learned my UN resolutions. But still he asked me, Ms. Yada, don't you think everything would be fine if you just stopped teaching so much hatred to your children? Pause. I look inside of me for strength to be patient. But patience is not at the tip of my tongue as the bombs drop over Gaza. Patience has just escaped me. Pause. Smile. We teach life, sir. Rafiq, remember to smile. Pause. We teach life, sir. We, Palestinians, teach life after they have occupied the last sky. We teach life after they have built their settlements and apartheid walls. After the last skies, we teach life, sir. But today, my body was a TV massacre that had to fit into sound bites and word limits and just give us a story, a human story, you see. This is not political. We just want to tell the world about you and your people, so just give us a human story. Don't mention that word apartheid or occupation. This is not political. You have to help me as a journalist to help you tell your story, which is not a political story. Today, my body was a TV massacre. How about you give us a story of a woman in Gaza who needs medication? How about you? Do you have, you know, bone broken limbs to cover the sun? Hand me over your dead and give me a list of their names in 1,200 word limits. Today, my body was a TV massacre made to fit into sound bites and word limits and move those who were desensitized to terrorist blood. But they felt sorry. They felt sorry for the cattle over Gaza. So I give them statistics and UN resolutions, and we deplore, and we condemn, and we reject, and these are not two equal sides. Occupier and occupied, and 100 dead, 200 dead, and 1,000 dead. And it seems that war crime and massacre and bent out words, and I smile, not exotic. Smile, not terrorist. And I recount, 100 dead, 200 dead, and 1,000 dead. Is anyone out there? Will anyone listen? I wish I could wail over their bodies. I wish I could run barefoot through every refugee camp, hold every child, cover their ears, so they don't have to listen to the sound of bombing every day for the rest of their life the way I do. And let me just tell you, there's nothing your UN resolutions have ever done about this. And no soundbite I come up with, no matter how good my English gets, no soundbite, will bring them out to life. No soundbite can fix this. We teach life, sir. We teach life, sir. We, Palestinians, wake up every morning to teach the rest of the world life, sir.
Thank you.